This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Cunt I am. Hey, this is Dumb Cunt Radio, and it's me, Brian. Jeff is sitting across from me.
We're recording. Hi.
We're recording on October 2nd.
August. Feels like it.
I'm losing a few months.
Well,
here
you
and there.
Fucking man.
I know.
Come on, champ. Get in a fight.
I'm telling you, it's almost over. And it's the end of the year. It's the last 5 weeks before we get into the worst of the year stuff. And so we're going to watch a couple of instructional films, as has become the trend.
Record.
The tradition.
And, record that last show. Take those, you know, months off in the winter so we can go vacation at our summer places down south.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Where do you winter?
Where do I winter?
Winter home, yes. Yes.
Right here.
Oh, yes. I also wintered my home.
You know what? Fuck, our winters ain't that bad anymore.
No, thanks to global warming, they're not bad at all.
Ah, fuck it.
Yeah. No, there's a summer residence. Where would you have one if you had one?
Oh, probably Arizona somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to Florida. Fuck that goddamn state.
No, too much humidity.
Too much humidity.
Way too much humidity.
Hate Florida, man.
I hate the humidity here.
Yeah, but it's...
It's 100 times... No, I know.
You've been to Florida, right?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
I've been in Orlando in the summer, and it's fucking absolutely... I mean, it just... You'll be driving down the highway there in the middle of summer. Blue skies, no clouds.
Blue skies,
fucking just a fucking cloud burst, man. 5 minutes, 3 minutes, tops, and it's gone, and it's sunny again.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest fucking shit.
No, I will never... I tend, with the exception of... Kentucky and Tennessee, I tend to stay out of the Confederacy.
Yeah, right.
And so that's, you know. But anyway, we've got a couple of instructional films this week. The first one is Going Steady? Cornet instructional film, I believe.
From 1951.
1951. Man. Telling you about Going Steady in 51.
Fucking 30 years before I was born.
Sock hops and Harry Shorts.
Oh, baby.
You ever talk to him anymore, Harry Shorts?
Harry Shorts?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I tried getting that money out of him.
Yeah, I know he owes you $25. I know.
Him and Harry Knuckles.
Harry Knuckles especially owes you $20. I know that for a fact.
$20? Jesus Christ, with the compounded interest on that by now?
Yeah. Well, that's been since 2005. Yeah. That's a good, 20 years, right? That's a long time.
Yes. Going steady, Cornet Instructional Films.
If you love Old Timey Guy, this is the week for you.
Oh, yeah.
He loves these instructional shorts.
Yes.
Well, shit, he wrote some of these probably, didn't he? I mean, well, he was around.
That's good for the lore. Yeah, he sure did. Yes, he did.
Yes.
This is a story of two young people who face the question, going steady, The question is not answered for them. The question is not answered for them. It is not answered for you. What the fuck are we... What? Fuck off then, I guess. What is this for? This film is designed to explore the problem and suggest some of the things you will have to consider when you face the question, going steady?
Going steady.
Gee, Becky, I'd like for you to be my number one girl for jerking my cock at the drive-in, the sock hop.
Hey, speaking of socks.
Yeah. How about making me come in this sock, Becky? Let's work this out.
Yes.
There's a very attractive girl sitting on her front stoop there. Oh, boy.
Oh, she looks lonely.
Forlorn.
She's very, yes, perfect. She's very forlorn.
She's
cute staring at the tulips.
She's cute as a button. Hey, if you got tulips, I got a job for you. You want to make $15 an hour? 1951, that's a fortune.
No shit. Jesus Christ.
Well, listen. How bad do you want to get sucked off by a 16-year-old?
That'll get you into that Edsel in no time, baby.
Said Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, I'm so sad. She's a little bit younger than 16, I bet. Titless, this girl.
Oh, now the telephone's
ringing.
Phone's ringing,
and she's very happy.
That's for me. Take it easy. Hello?
Take it easy, cunt.
Yeah, fucking, this kid's got his face in a comic book. She runs in to answer the phone. He gets up to answer it. She runs in, fucking strong arms him out of the way. Good gracious. Great.
Take it easy,
Take it
bitch.
Easy, cunt.
Honey, are you
there? Yes, mother.
That's for me. Take it easy. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, he's here.
Ah, it wasn't for you, Barney. Dummy. Barney. And the name is Barney for a motherfucker. Purple dinosaur ass.
Her mother is probably about 25 years old, but in those days they look like they were 50.
I mean,
that
thing.
That's a... That's a face only a butcher could love.
I will say... Sam the Butcher?
Yep.
I will say this. That turkey waddle on her is majestic. I mean, it's a real thing happening for all of us. Wow, buddy.
Yeah, she's got that fucking Ann B. Whoa. Davis fucking look going on there.
Here's a story.
Yeah.
Of an endless waddle.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble. Gobble-ghoul, over here.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Marie.
Oh, yes, Alice.
Buddy, she is a Frankenstein-looking woman.
Imagine
she is.
That. You have to come home.
No,
tap
you
that
can't.
Every night.
How do you come in that woman? You can't.
Somebody did twice.
Well,
right?
I mean,
twice.
That was by force, I bet.
Well, wasn't everything in the 50s? But you know, pretty much rape.
That's a fair.
Golly.
About something. Uh-oh. I do wish you'd try going out with some of the other boys as well as Jeff.
Why? Mother, I...
Jeff? Going out with Jeff? Nobody goes out with Jeff.
I like Jeff a lot.
Well, I know, dear. I like him, too. But...
Mother, so... do you see this stain on my wrist? Let me tell you how this got here.
Yes. I like Jeff a lot, too.
Yes.
Next time, I'll seduce him and then turn him over to you. Gross.
After all, there are other boys in the world.
If there are, I wish one of them had called.
Now...
So there are boys in the world and you can fuck them all.
Would you date with one if he did call?
Oh, I don't know. I'd rather go out with Jeff. But I wish the others wouldn't ignore me so.
Get off my dick,
Mother. Oh,
Mother,
that's the whole trouble. Jeff doesn't ask me. He just shows up.
Yeah.
He knows I'll be waiting for him.
That's why this is classic. Since time began, Jeff is just, you're just there just, when
yep.
Jeff has a port in a storm, man, and you're there for him. You push over coos. Oh, you can't let him treat you that way. She's got a mouth like a mouse, this fucking girl.
I was
going to
say, Jeff's fucking avoiding that because he doesn't want to lose his lip.
Well, look at those fucking choppers.
That.
If she sucked his cock, she'd
Jesus
bite the damn
Christ.
Thing off as a creature of habit.
Fucking Bucky Beaver here.
Can't really fucking put a carrot in her mouth. Beat it.
What's up, dick?
Oh, and neither does anyone else.
There are disadvantages to going steady.
Going steady? Yes, I guess I have been going steady with Jeff. We never talked about it.
No.
But then...
You're not the only girl jerking him off in a parked car, honey.
We never talked about it. He's never finger-banged me.
No, the smell is too overwhelming. 1951, oh. Man, it's too much. How, I mean, the
oh,
baby
it's
boom.
Be.
With the condition of pussy in the 40s and 50s? Forget it.
Man, them guys had been away for a long time.
Yeah.
They were going to come home and fuck anything that moved.
Yeah, but not that long. Some of them got whores overseas. Some of them fuck Russian girls.
Well.
Some of them fuck German girls on the way back. You know, it's like... I should say rape.
Dated regularly for quite a while. But it's not serious. Really, it isn't.
Well, I hope Jeff doesn't feel that he has the right to take liberties.
Well,
Jeff is definitely taking liberties.
Takes liberties.
Fuck yeah.
Well, no, you can't take liberties. She's got 5 layers of clothes on that upper part of her body. Take you half an hour to get through all that. Fucking
oh,
chest.
Mother.
Oh, Mother.
That was Alice. She wanted to come over and make some fudge with her.
Oh, whoa. Hey, now, is that code? Hang on, wait a minute. What's happening here? Whoa.
He is going to fuck that chick in the ass.
Buddy, that was code, right? It's a lot of talk of peanuts. That was cock smells like a sample. Oh my gracious. Oh.
God damn, I find that so funny.
Well, it is funny. That's you're a smart guy. It is funny.
She wanted me to come over and make some fudge with her.
Yeah, buddy.
Girls. But I guess I'll go anyway.
Damn straight you're going. What was that kid's name? Barney?
Yeah.
Barney's going to pack some, make some fudge.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, girls are ridiculous. Anyway, here I go over to fucking.
Maybe that's just code. Maybe Barney's got a buddy of his that he's going to pack some fudge with.
Oh, that's.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, he's going to a wink wink girl's house.
Wink wink, yeah. Barney looks the sort. He looks soft.
He kind of looks.
Yeah, he looks like
he got a twinkle in his eye.
Well, he puts the twink and twinkle this kid.
You as much as you seem to like him, he'll be over. Or phone.
Yes, Mother.
Hit a phone. A very dapper, handsome young man.
He
is.
Like,
look at that hair.
Well,
wavy. Fuck. Yeah.
No other holes home tonight. Let me call fucking Megan or whatever her name. What is this dummy's name? This girl? Who cares?
Who cares? They have names.
You're fucking right, buddy. You're so right. Yes, hello?
You pick up that phone.
Hello? If you're old enough to know what a rotary phone is, you're right in our wheelhouse for a fucking audience, I guess. Takes them half an hour to call somebody. Yeah. Yes,
dude,
hello?
Remember trying to win radio contests back in the day with that shit? Fucking throw your finger out of joint.
Buddy, you'd have to get a splint on you. Yeah, rotary phones were the shit.
Oh, man. Look at this thing. This thing doesn't even have a fucking dial.
No, it's just hanging out. There's a party line. Yes, hello.
Oh, yeah. You're
Steve, get off the phone next door. I need to talk to Jeff about popping my pussy. What?
Get me Beechwood 45789.
Yes, I'll connect you right away. Yes, hello.
Ahoy, hoy.
Hello.
Who's this now?
I don't know.
Hello, Jeff.
God damn it.
Diane, you know the senior...
Oh, he's calling Diane.
Oh.
That's going to make Miss fucking curly hair.
I told you he had other holes.
Oh,
I fucking
Jeff's
told you.
The field.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
is.
Yeah.
Say, Diane, you know the senior dance is coming up. I sure would like to wear your pussy on my face like a hat. What?
What?
I would like for your heels to puncture the top of the fabric of the top of my car. What?
Your class play is coming up a week from next Friday.
Gross.
Well, I'd wonder if you'd like to go with me.
What a homo. God,
yeah, he's really a fag.
Thanks, Jeff, but you know I'm going steady, don't you? Hal and I.
Oh, Hal enters the picture.
Mm.
We got a little love triangle going on here.
Hi, Diane. I was hoping you could come over to the house. I could show a feature film on your forehead.
Yeah, boy, she really does have that
Holy
fucking
shit.
Billboard going on.
Holy shit. That is it's a large cranium, you
should
see.
Be chasing lights going around.
Holy dog shit.
God damn, man.
Ooh. Yes, Diane. Yes, can you get me some pomade to get your hair out of your ample forehead, please?
Fucking running Burma Shave ads on that forehead.
Yes, Diane, what's your five head doing next Friday night? I have a director's cut of The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Director's cut of The Day the Earth Stood Still.
You fucking heard me.
God damn it. Asshole. We're going to shine it right there.
We are, right on your ample forehead, Diane. Well, you know I'm going steady, don't you, Jeff? You cunt.
You.
Besides, what's happened between you and Marie?
Marie.
Between me and Marie?
Uh-oh.
Well, I...
Jeff, Marie is my friend.
Uh-oh. Boy, this is getting... I got to say, this is some quality fucking writing for a fucking...
Yes.
What is this, Cornette instructional
yes.
video?
Yeah.
I wonder, did this get any awards that year?
I don't. Why would I know that?
I mean, it's got a plot and everything, and it's, you know, I mean, it's twisting around here.
Say, Marie's my friend.
Pretty soon you're going to, you know, in the next, well, this is 11 minutes long here, in the next 30 seconds, Jeff's going to end up fucking dead,
and
we'll have the fucking cops called in.
Say.
Problem was, Jeff just ran into her fucking forehead.
Yeah, he did.
Besides, everybody knows you two are going steady. Don't try to...
Apparently everybody but Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff... It's news to Jeff. It's news to any Jeff, any port in a storm Jeff over here.
Oh, yeah. Fucking...
Besides, everybody knows you two are going steady. Don't try to pretend.
Going steady? Me? Well, thanks anyway, Diane.
Get fucked, Diane.
Anyway, Diane, before I hang up, I want you to know I'm much too handsome to have one girl in my life. That's a bananas thing you just said. And go fuck yourself. And I was going to give you some support hose because it's after the war and those things are rare.
Right.
And to think I was going to give you one of my last three pairs. Oh, boy.
Going steady?
Going steady, boy. Jeff.
Everybody knows. Everybody but me.
Fucking.
Am I going steady? What does that mean?
Well.
How did I get into this anyway?
Yeah, great question.
Well, I have had quite a few dates with Marie.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We've had fun.
Fucking glamour shot.
Yeah, you gotta dip your nuts in that girl's mouth. You gotta do it. Even at 51, you're where your pubes are a fucking jungle.
Yes.
Me too. Lots of fun.
Yes.
We
went to the malt shop that time.
Yes.
I dipped my nuts in the shake.
My pube was my pube was floating in the whipped cream. I really like you, Jeff, but can you get your nuts out of my shake?
Can you get your fucking crab laden pubic hair out of my whipped cream, please?
You get your Marie smelling balls out of my fucking out my shake.
Fucking beat it. I don't need a strawberry and onion flavor. Shit.
Dairy Queen doesn't have a hair on its ass.
Nope, you
it doesn't
fucking
come out with a strawberry and onion blizzard.
You're fucking A-right.
God damn it. That's, we can add that to the corn and peanut chocolate blizzard they never fucking do.
It tastes like fucking sautéed onions and strawberries. Gross. Well, Maria, I have a surprise for you. That's what my nuts smell and taste like, interestingly.
I wonder if he gave her an egg cream after the malt shop visit.
In her manner of speaking.
Yeah, right.
Now here comes another guy. So it's Jeff and Marie at the table.
Christ.
Jeff is crying. Oh yeah,
yeah,
baby.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Holy fuck. Oh, Jesus. Onion and strawberry.
Yes.
Very savory milkshake you're making today.
Yes, well, I have to say.
Damn. Good.
Uh-oh. We've done all sorts of things together.
Yeah.
Like the time I taught Marie how to skate.
Yes. I raped her in the bushes. What?
The time she tongued the backside of my nutsack.
Yeah, she did.
Until I fucking well, jizzed
I
all over
jerked
her
my
teeth.
Gherkin and her fucking wide, flat tongue.
We sort of, well,
well,
we seem to get along.
She's a real go-getter.
Uh-oh.
I like it that way.
Uh-oh, they're kissing too? Oh, no.
Yes. It's fun to date Marie.
Yes.
Going.
Yes. It's what everybody says, Jeff.
Skin is the devil's slipcover.
Skin is the devil's slipcover?
That's right.
Where'd that come from, old-timey guy?
Well, I'm old-timey guy. I know all kinds of old things. Clara Bow was the it girl.
Yo,
she also liked the cock.
Did she?
Oh, yes.
That makes it sound so exclusive.
Yeah, dummy. Yeah.
Everybody knows, eh?
Yeah.
Can't just go fucking around throwing that cock out everywhere, Jeff.
Well, you can, but you got to wait about 30 more years.
Yeah, you marry this one and let it fall apart.
That's
then you can
exactly
go throw
what
that thing
do.
Around.
Yep, you got it.
Fucking squirt that seed all over the county.
All over the county.
He was the squirter of the county.
Yes.
It's great to have you spend an evening at home for a change, Jeff.
Yes. Okay, so now they're we're on the next scene. Jeff is sitting at what can only be described as a press board
card table. It's a card table. Yeah.
And he's playing checkers with his father,
his old man,
who looks like he should have been hosting the Tonight Show in 1957 and well, I'm glad you spent the night at home, Jeff.
Yeah.
I was worried about the quality of your breath.
Probably served at fucking Iwo Jima and, fucking goes into these fucking flashbacks on a nightly basis.
And he did it for this, to come home and play checkers with
play
this
checkers
fucking
with this
on.
Fucking idiot kid.
Exactly.
Quite a while since we played.
Yes.
Your move.
Say something, Jeff. Jesus Christ, this guy's...
That's because you cheat, Father. You're a cunt.
Quite a while since we played.
Nothing. Dead silence, yeah, right?
Your move.
He said,
what are they?
Line, please.
What are they going live to Jeff at the scene? Is that where there's a 4-second delay there?
Your move.
Oh, play, cunt.
This Marie Miller you've been dating seems
Jesus Christ, now he's going to bring up Marie,
fucking
too.
Fucking Christ. Get off my
you
dick,
fucking
Father.
Fucking leave me alone about Marie?
Good Lord.
God, yes, I fucked her, Dad, okay? God, stop asking.
Boy, I didn't just fuck her. I beat her pussy into oblivion.
Jesus.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she seems lovely.
I might move again.
Are you sure you want to move there?
I guess I better not play anymore tonight. I'm not so hot.
Sorry, all Dad, right. I was thinking about pussy.
I've got pussy rot brain, Father. Yes,
boy, I tell you, that's no lie there.
Is that the mom back there in the corner?
Yeah.
Looking all fucking heebie-jeebie. Jesus.
Shovel-faced McGillicuddy. You fucking big white ass, beat it.
Don't you have a rug to beat or something, lady?
Yeah, really. Do you have a fucking cake to bake? Beat it. What are you doing in the room with the men?
Right. Who the fuck let her in?
Yeah, really.
Jesus. Did you go smoke a cigarette or something?
1951. Defying its traditions.
Ooh. Oh,
something
wow.
Something else on your mind?
Yes, well.
The kids have all got the idea that Marie and I are going steady.
Oh, no.
I think we listen. Hang on. Wait a second.
Dad has got.
Check this out. Hang on.
Marie and I are going steady.
Hang on. I think we figured out where Hitler's been hiding out.
Yeah, he was hiding out with fucking these Jeff's
Look
dad.
At this. That could. Yeah.
That part's a little off. You're not wrong there.
Yeah.
Well. I'd like to get up and adjust my pants, which are up to my nipples.
Jesus Christ, they really are. Fuck.
Fucking Andy Rooney waistline, beat it. Holy shit. Well.
He couldn't rub his own nipples if he wanted to.
Well, not for $100,000 he couldn't rub his own nipples. Through those tough skin pants. Why are they hiked up so damn high?
Because it was 1951.
Well, all right, but gee
Never
whiz.
Knew when the flood was coming back.
That's true. But my cuffs are bone dry.
Jesus.
Said Milhouse.
My cuffs are bone dry.
You haven't dated anyone else for quite a while.
But we haven't agreed on anything. I mean, we haven't even talked about going steady. We just...
You just sort of go steady.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the best way to go about
it. You know, the best thing that you... Go. I'm sorry.
You know, I may look like Fred Gwynn's father, but I'll tell you this.
Maybe he's going to tell him, just get into the Jew-killing business with his
Jesus
old man.
Christ. How do you feel about the Jews, Jeff? Well, Father, frankly, I hate him so much, I'm thinking about converting to Islam. Well, good.
I'll be frank with you, Ann. I mean, Dad.
I enjoyed that very much. That reference to that senseless tragedy.
I'll be frank, Ann. I mean, Dad.
Frank, Ann. Okay. I'll be Margot Frank.
About it. You've dated Marie a few times. You've enjoyed the dates together.
Yes.
Oh,
you have a habit of dating each other. As long as you don't make any commitments, as long as you don't expect too much of each other.
Guy looks like he's going to be starting a fucking amusement park in Florida here in a few years. You know?
I'd like to talk to you some more about this, but I have to go down to the local radio station and protest rock and roll. And the mixing of the races at dances.
I heard that new Crickets record the other day, and boy howdy, did it set my blood aboil.
I am offended. Beyond my sense to express
that
it.
Buddy Holly's got to go.
He really does.
I hope he dies in a plane
I
crash.
Hope he dies in a plane crash in 10 years.
Best thing that could happen would be for him to plummet to the ground in a plane crash.
You know, I don't like that Richie Valens and the Big Bopper
either. I don't
either.
Like them either.
No.
Hello, baby. Goodbye, motherfucker.
You know who I do like, though? Waylon Jennings.
Yes.
I hope he's spared.
Yeah. Going to be a big country star someday.
Very silly.
I do like that Waylon Jennings.
You have to be 72 to get any reference to this show.
Anything in this show.
Sorry, folks.
Yep.
Sorry you're not old.
It's funny, Dad. I had expected you to be mad when I told you. A couple of years ago, you used to worry if I...
Guy looks like he should be playing bass for the Stone Temple Pilots.
That's so fucking
good. Is it good? I mean, that's so good,
man. Sweepy haired Ronald Reagan ass. Well, I like to hear knees get dirty, Dad. Well, all right. Fair enough, Ronnie.
I dated the same girl twice in a row.
Yes, Mother and I used to worry about you going steady.
Yes.
Still do some.
Wow.
But you're older now.
You know, mom's face is as wide as it is tall. It's,
it's, yeah.
Her face is symmetrically perfect. It's really something.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fucking horse face woman. She's terrible. How did those two mongrels produce a decent looking boy like that? He's hunky, well, man.
He was hired for this film, so.
Oh, oh, okay.
Not a real
You're
family.
You're saying I should stop suspending disbelief, I guess. Understand.
That's a good talk, Jeff. I'm going to go upstairs and fuck your mother.
I'm going to stick it dry in your mom's shitter. It's called Painal. Yes. I had a girl tell me she was into that once.
What, Painal?
Yep. And I, well, this is very nice for you, but I don't think this is going to be something we're going to do together.
Be for me, thank
no,
you.
No, thank you. No. Hard pass.
I think that you're better able to cope with the problems that go with going steady.
Yes.
You've played the field for 2 or 3 years, Jeff. Now you begin to settle on one girl. To date her rather steadily for a while. Yes. Of course,
hence the term, going steady.
Yes, get it? It's very subtle.
They were very clever in the 50s.
Well, I know.
First time you go steady, you don't expect it to be permanent.
Oof.
Permanent?
Mother and I went steady for quite a while. But it wasn't the first time for either of us.
What your father means is you'll likely go steady with...
Man, Mom looks tired.
Boy.
Ooh, Vivian Vance's older sister. She is a fucking mess.
Why did all the women look the exact same back then?
But she's probably 40 and she looks 72.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, man. Wow.
Several different girls before you begin to think seriously about marriage.
Fuck marriage.
Oh, well, who's thinking?
Yeah, fuck marriage, Mom.
No,
I'm laying pipe till the day I die.
Honey, and when I'm out of pussy, I'm going to start fucking dudes. No way, Mom.
This dick is getting buried in something.
Yeah.
Thinking about getting married.
A lot of young people do actually drift into marriage.
All right, Dad, relax.
Without first finding out how they get along with more than just...
Careful, that fucking German accent's going to start coming out there.
Yeah, he's going to start fucking...
Al.
Screaming at you in some foreign language.
One person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I understand better now. Yeah. Come on, Dad. Let's play some more checkers.
Oh,
didn't he also sing a song called Garden Party?
It's a Ricky Nelson joke. Wow. In case you think the reference couldn't get any older, it's a 70-year-old song.
They're going back in time.
Yes.
The references are.
That's pain.
I guess I can skin you again.
Yes.
What?
Well. Okay, now we're cutting to, here's Marie at home. She's getting her hair done by her fucking.
I think this is going to turn out
very hot, friend.
Oh, I guess so. Marie.
That's the one that Jeff was moving in on,
trying to move in on,
right?
I tell you, she's got a great body on her, that friend. Janet, whatever her name was.
I don't know whether I ought to tell you, but...
Uh-oh.
But I'm going to tell you anyway.
They start fighting, and then next thing you know...
It's tangled up in pubes.
Scissoring.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
Yep.
Bumping clits.
Bumping clits and sucking tits.
I'd love to call that show this. God damn it.
Jeff asked me for a date. Naturally, I refused. You know, I think you ought to make a bargain with him.
Plan a threesome for all of
us. Yes, why don't you? I like to suck his cock. Can you arrange that for me, Marie?
Make him promise not to date anyone else.
How do I know I won't want to date someone else myself?
Well, if you do, you can break up with Jeff.
Oh, she's got a resting bitch face that never
it
stops.
Can't be beat, man.
Jesus Christ.
Her friend's got great tits.
Ready with the next fella.
Then why go steady at all?
Sit down.
Why not circulate a little?
Yeah.
Besides, do you think we're old enough to go steady?
What?
My clit is screaming for attention.
Ready? Well, how old should you be? Oh, you don't know how wonderful it is. Hal and I can depend on each other.
Uh-huh.
I never have to worry whether I'll have a date. When it's so...
Or a place to watch a fucking movie, you fucking... overgrown, four-headed idiot. God damn.
She does have a five-head. That is a... That's a real... That's a real thing. Wow.
Fucking drive-ins at her house tonight.
You
Jesus
ain't bullshitting.
Christ.
Man, oh man.
Good to know that you belong to somebody. You don't have to make an effort to be at your best all the time.
Well, what about petting? I mean...
Whoa.
Excuse me?
Petting? Whoa, they got right to it there.
Petting?
Yeah, it took 8 minutes for him to get some blood to my cock, but here we are.
We got a little twitch going on,
oh,
do you?
Oh, finally, for the first time this week, yeah.
All right. It's alive. The monster is alive.
Weird science. Science.
Be at your best all the time.
Well, what about petting?
Wow.
Petting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard you can get too deeply involved if you're going steady.
Oh, you can get too deep, lady.
Honey, you can never get deep enough. That's what I'm telling you. Tap Jesus. That cervix, sweetheart.
Jeff looks like he's packing a fucking rod.
He's got a fucking
he's got a
uncircumcised stack of meat in those pits.
Just fucking call him but Arby's, it is, honey. Just call him Arby's. You'll get that in another 60, 70 years. When you're dead.
You know who James Earl Jones is? You will. Petting.
I know what you mean. Some boys think they can take advantage of you if you date them more than a couple of times.
That's right.
Hey, look, lady, second date, you better be pulling them pants down.
Fuck on the third date or get the fuck out. Beat it. Get out of my DeSoto. I'm killing Jeff today.
God damn, that's funny. Get out of my DeSoto.
I'm on fire today.
You are.
Thank you.
You are
buddy.
Hitting.
Yeah, thank
you are hitting. Look at that crabby ass
oh,
bitch.
Shit, she
Jesus
is just
Christ, smile, lady.
It's not rusting bitch face. It's rusting just, cunt face
yeah,
with her.
Man,
she's the worst.
Your face looks like a cunt to me,
Jack.
Jack.
When you talk, your mouth looks like a cunt moving. That's Deadwood reference.
Yeah, 20-year-old show. I mean, at least you're, you know,
20 from this distance.
It's natural when a couple goes steady that they're closer together. But you have to know when to stop.
No.
Somehow that
wow, look
sound
at the nips
the way
on
I want it to be. Seems crude. What? Know when to stop?
Well,
you live your own life.
I don't know the meaning of the word stop.
When it hits the back of your throat, just keep going. Don't stop. Just keep going.
When the
going.
White stuff comes out, slow down. Stupid.
When it feels like somebody warmed up your vanilla milkshake, keep going.
Oh, boy. It's a salty strawberry and sautéed onion flavored milkshake.
Gross.
But if you take my advice, you'll get your man and you'll go steady.
Yes.
There. All done. I'll get these things.
I wonder, do I have to decide? Can't I just wait and see what happens?
Yeah, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
She
Jesus
is,
Christ.
She's halfway there.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's halfway to making grilled cheeses. Her face.
Yeah.
She missed it, but like.
But it's there.
Like
it's
Shane
lurking,
Gillis
lurking
says,
in the background, yeah.
Like Shane Gillis says, it nicked her.
It nicked me.
It did nick this girl, for sure.
It's lurking in the background.
It
there.
Sure is. It's waiting for its chance. Like a debutante's ball. It's going to pop out. Next thing you know, you're a tard.
Besides, I don't know how Jeff feels about all this.
Go steady for a while with several different girls.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Learn about your...
Throw that fucking hammer down there, Thor.
Fucking beat
Jesus.
Jerk off on their tits in the movies.
Yourself. and about different kinds of girls.
Yes.
But don't expect too much.
I like whores.
Actually, it looks like in about maybe 51, you know, maybe in about another 15 years or so, he might get a part on a new show called Gilligan's Island as the professor.
Well, I'll tell you, he is a dreamy, he's fucking dreamy, this kid.
Get that Russell Johnson look. Who's Russell Johnson, you say?
Listen, we're not Wikipedia.
What are these fucking idiots talking about, you say?
No, no, listen, we're not going to do every fucking thing for you. Okay, the internet exists. You got it, just shows on a device in your hand where you could figure it out, all right, yep. Folks?
Don't make any commitments.
That's right, Jeff.
That makes sense.
Yep, yes. You got it, buddy. Fuck them and then walk away.
Say, Maria, I'd sure like to come on your neck.
Give you the old Charlie Kirk.
Oh, my God.
Shoot a load on your neck.
Ooh. Ooh. That was a little severe. I enjoyed that very much. That's the kind of humor I like. That's why this show is a mess.
Hi, Jeff. Come on in.
Hi, Jeff.
I hope you're not busy tonight. I don't have anything planned, but I did want to say hello.
Yes.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I'd like to.
Well, hello.
I'd like to bend you over the love seat. Take your anal virginity. What?
Well, hello.
Hello. This is my friend Lenny.
Yeah.
I'm Squiggy. Hello.
Hello.
That was fucking great. I just stopped by to say hello. Well, hello.
I don't have anything planned. I just wanted to say hello. Well, hello.
I just wanted to see if you were alone, too.
Yeah. Are you alone? Where are your folks? Take this shirt off. What are we doing here? You're five layers. Take them off. What are we doing here, Marie?
Look, start now, okay? Yeah, hurry up.
Yeah.
I got to be home in 3 hours.
I'm going to start jerking now. By the time you get your shirt off, I'll be able to paint those fucking nubs.
Night. I don't have anything planned, but I did want to say hello. Well, hello.
Hello. Wouldn't you want to play some records?
Sure. But
play
first,
some records? Oh, the devil's music.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But first...
Only if you've got Lawrence Welk.
But first, please get down on your knees. I'd like to plumb your throat. What?
I did have one thing planned. Would you like...
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, you did.
I was going to do some plumbing tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to feel my balls tighten against your tonsils.
I'd like to go to the senior play with me next Friday?
I'd love to. Thanks for asking. It sort of helps if I can plan ahead.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Sort of helps if I can plan your head.
Yes,
I mean,
well, yes. Suck this cock, dummy. Boy, oh boy.
Wasn't he in Goodfellas?
Hilarious. Didn't he beat a guy unconscious in a driveway with the butt of a handgun? Fucking young Ray Liotta ass.
Jesus, love that scene.
I do too.
Yes, I see.
Yes.
I'll try to ask you ahead of time, sometimes.
And I'll try to say yes, sometimes. Whoa. How about the record?
Cagey bitch.
Really? Well, now she's fucking giving him the business. Good. Good for her. Fucking taking advantage of the... Boy, she's got a Kylie mouth I cannot fucking... I cannot get over her Kylie mouth.
Yeah.
That fucking, 50-tooth smile.
Sure. This is going to be fun.
Yes! Well, oh.
Each boy and girl faces a different problem.
Yes. Well, no girl is going to wait. That's going to be like... The next film should have been called, What Are We Exactly? Question mark. What are we exactly?
We got a discussion question here.
What are the advantages of going steady? Pussy and nothing else. I don't need companionship. Kiss my ass.
Shut up. Hims. Hers. Hims. It's. Hims. Theirs.
And so since we started with Are We Going Steady, the next film obviously has to be Are We Ready for Marriage? Another of the Coronet series of instructional films. You've been going steady for 6 weeks now. What are you wasting this girl's life? Are you trying to get married or not? Well, we're going to find out in this film.
Jeff's going to pop the question.
Well, I'm not sure if it's the same characters, but hopefully
they
have
brought him back.
Have a hotter girl. Just because, gee whiz, Marie was kind of a mess.
Uh-oh.
Now they're making out. Look out. Whoa.
What happened?
They cut the noise out because they don't want to. Uh-oh. Is there no noise on this one? Oh, what a bummer.
I had it. Hang on. Let me go back.
Yes.
If not, there was another link for one.
That was Mystery Science Theater was what that was. Reuben Hill, Ph.D.
Great soundtrack RCA sound system.
Soundtrack has seen better days.
I guess it does go quiet.
Do me a favor to skip forward a cunt here on that. They're just trying to... No. Oh! Okay, so it started off as they're making out in front of a door. They're kissing goodnight. And there's no sound because you can't have sound for that thing going on in the fucking...
Oh, that's probably why. Yeah, you can't hear that smoochy smoochy.
No, you can't have that. That's crazy talk. So...
Smoochy boochies.
They're hugging and kissing. She's got a haircut like young Audrey Hepburn. Boy, I mean, she
wants it.
She fucking dove back in, man. She wants more of that fucking tongue.
Give me that tongue.
Man, oh, man. Mm-hmm. And she goes in the house and flicks that bean for... She is a horrible-looking girl, this girl, man. Wow, is she a bad-looking girl. Ooh. I hope he loves her because she is a beast. Whoa, fucking... Weed whacker haircut looking bitch.
Fucking walks away with his rock hard fucking
beaded
dick.
Fucking comes in the front yard. I'm going to jerk my cock now. I'm going to come one way or another.
Jerk off on your bushes.
Yeah, exactly.
Pink cloud. So I asked her last night at a graduation prom. And she said yes. We're going to be married. In August.
Wow. Married?
He starts a band later called the Four Seasons.
Oh, what a night.
She's just finishing high school, and you still have 2 years at the university.
Uh-oh.
That's a tough one.
Going after them high school. There
you
go.
Get them,
get them young, man.
She's a sophomore. Wait a minute. What?
Road, Larry. What are you going to use for money?
Well, Sue's folks were going to pay something to put her in junior college here in town.
Sorry. God damn it.
For 2 years. So we'll have that. But instead of going to college, she'll get a full-time job in campus town. Say she doesn't care anymore about education. So with that, and my part-time job, we'll get by.
Oh.
Uh-oh. You're Sue now. Uh-oh. You two probably want to be alone.
Uh-oh.
Yes, well, here's Sue now.
Well, Sue, honey.
Oh, Larry.
Well, what's the matter?
It's the folks' sake. We had a terrible scene. I couldn't sleep a wink. They don't approve. They say I'm too young. They want me to finish two more years of schooling before I even get engaged.
She really is fucking just...
Oof. Everyone looks so tired in the early 50s.
Well, life was hard.
Well...
You know?
She had to take a... pair of scissors to her fucking hair at 3 a.m. She looks like a fucking...
aged. Oh, Larry.
Oh, buck up, sweetheart. They can't stop me.
Buck up.
Relax. And act normal till after your graduation next week.
He looks like one of the Dover boys.
Funny.
Dan Backslide.
He's...
Look at the chin.
He's
on
got a chin. He's got a chin like a guy who hurts animals for fun.
Right.
This guy is a fucking mess. He sucks a lot. I hate him. He fucking sucks.
He hurts animals.
He stinks. Oh, he is a fucking monolith.
He really is.
Fucking Cro-Magnon man ass. He sucks. God
it's like
damn.
He should be standing. Standing out in the middle of nowhere with some monkeys gathered around and his feet. Fucking monolith looking idiot.
fucking Stonehenge skull. Beat it.
Then I can borrow Phil's car. Down to Greenville.
Phil?
There's a justice
Phil
of the peace down there. Will elope, honey.
Phil Doe?
But Larry.
Oh, my God. Now he's going to fucking piss off the parents.
Elope just because he wants to get a nut?
Just, Jesus.
Phil, you got to relax, buddy.
Jerk it, dude. Come
just,
on, man.
Yeah, just get a nut.
Listen, you go home, jerk off, and then see how this plan sounds in your head, okay? The fuck was I thinking?
Buddy, there's fucking mid-load drop, and I'll be like, why was I thinking about that? I haven't even finished coming yet. I've changed my mind. That's fucking crazy. Buddy, it is dropping a load as an equalizer. Go fucking tug one out at the beach or something. And
tug one out at the beach.
Something.
Jesus.
Buddy, you can't.
No.
At a church wedding and all the parties and showers for me, too, and my folks. That would break Mom's heart.
Well, we're the ones that are getting married, not your folks.
Smack the shit out of her, man.
This guy is
almost own her.
This guy is a problem.
He's
a low IQ dummy.
Yep.
And he's a real problem, this fucking guy.
Guarantee you, the day after they get home from being married, he starts drinking
that's
heavily.
That's when the punching starts. Yep, you got it. There's your show title, When the Punching Starts.
When the punching starts.
Yeah, there it is.
When the punching starts and the lights go down.
When the punching starts and you got no place to stay.
I don't know, Larry.
You know, fucking.
You know,
nine out of 10 women are battered, and I'm still eating mine fucking plain.
I love that joke. God damn it! You know, from that angle, she looks fine. But man, that side profile, she's a fucking olive oil looking ass.
Just keep your fucking head down, lady. Okay? What is
she? I mean,
yeah, she really does have that fucking Betty Boop olive oil flat fucking front, Betty, nothing going on.
Fucking two dimensional ass.
God, weren't you born in 3D?
fuck? Why are you always in 2D when you walk around? You're a mess.
Look like you were fucking born by a printer. You flat ass, flat
you
chest.
Fucking,
cut.
You fucking. I'm born by a printer. What's your sign? Hewlett Packard. Thank you very much.
What's your mom's name? Cannon.
Cannon.
Dad's Hewlett Packard. Hewlett and Cannon Packard. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Damn glad to meet you.
I read somewhere that a marriage without parents.
Jesus Christ, she can
she
fucking
have,
read.
Why does she have eyebrows like Spock?
Butch. Emotionless bitch.
She really is. Fucking every 7 years she goes into mating season. Idiot. Fucking
green blooded goblin.
You fucking.
Ooh, can you imagine that once a month?
Leonard Nimoy.
Cool. Has two strikes on it from the start. But if eloping's the only way.
Okay, now, goddammit, right there, she almost looked like Scarlett Johansson for a half a second.
She almost looks like two different chicks.
It's weird.
Depending on how you look at her, she's weird.
Watch.
But if eloping's the only way.
No, maybe it isn't.
No, you know what? We could murder your parents, and that would put that to rest.
Fucking Menendez style. Spend the inheritance.
I'll go home and get my shotgun.
Yeah, we're going to be at the front row of the Knicks game before you know it. Is that too obscure a reference even for this show?
I don't think the Knicks had been invented yet.
Well, oh, no, they were around, right?
Yeah, they were one of the old...
After
the Knickerbockers.
After Lyle and Eric Menendez killed their parents.
Yeah.
They were at the front row of a Knicks game, and they know this because
there's a fucking
John Starks had a basketball card. They were sitting right in the front
row. Oh, my God. That's
is that too obscure even for this show?
No.
Okay.
Maybe you could convince your folks that you should get married.
But how, Larry? How?
Wait a minute. I've got it.
I'll bet we could get some advice from the marriage counselor over at the church.
Oh, yeah, because that's always the fucking answer.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's going to want to fuck you and tell you to leave her. Yeah, he might be too old for him, frankly.
Well, yes, you can come in, but just you.
Just you. Leave the girl
just
at home.
Have a man-to-man
Leave
talk.
The girl at home. I want to see a pink asshole.
Wow. We'll just have a man-to-pedo talk.
Still pink at that age, right?
name is Hall. Phil told me about him. He teaches a course in marriage and family living at the college.
Of course
he does. Do you think he could help me with my folks?
Well, it's worth a try, isn't it?
And if not, we'll just kill him.
Orchestrated like fucking Gone with the Wind.
They're walking.
Okay, so now they're at the college talking to the fucking marriage instructor.
Going into Pledge Delta House.
Fucking, that's a slave plantation, that building.
Jesus.
Ooh, that's loud.
My folks don't understand the way I feel. So that's the story, Mr. Hall.
Because you're wrong, cunt.
Do you think you can help us get married?
No.
Ooh. Why, I'm in favor of marriage. In fact...
Yeah, ooh. I bet you are, you greasy...
Mr. Guy. Fucking Hall is a goon, man.
Should be selling used cars.
God damn, yeah, he's an enforcer on the ice, this guy. Fucking Gordie Howe ass beat it.
Gordie Howe ass. That's good.
I spent a good deal of my time helping people to get ready for marriage.
Yes.
Now, let's see. You've known each other for...
3 months, 1 week, 2 days,
Three months.
17 hours.
And you're 18, Sue? And 19, Larry? Have either of you ever been in love before?
Well, but not like this. This is the real thing.
Yeah.
I had a chum in college who had the real thing with 8 successive girls.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah, he did. Fucking good. Playa. I hope he fucked every single one of them in one night. This cocksucker. Now that's living, goddammit, Durant.
Now, what you're supposed to do in college?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, it's all right if you have it, fine. It's a very important factor in building a happy marriage. But tell me, how do you know it's real love? The kind you can get married on?
Why?
Have you had your tongue in her asshole yet? That's real love.
It's not love till you go spelunking in her dumper. Well, when you put it that way, I guess I'm not in love. It's the smell that takes me away. I got a clothespin in my nose to eat her pussy.
Ever since I first met Larry, I haven't wanted to date anyone else. The whole 3 months now.
3 months?
And besides, I haven't even had one quarrel with him.
No quarrels? Why not? No differences of opinion? Or no opinions?
Wait. It's 1950. It's 1950.
50
so she has no opinions.
No, that's...
Okay?
She's legally.
Legally, she's not entitled to opinions.
She can't have a credit card for 20 more years. What are you talking about? Opinions? You beat it.
Jesus. This guy's very progressive,
yeah,
dude.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
Man.
He's... Yeah.
Talk about on your dates.
Oh, movies and popular songs.
Movies, anal.
Orchestras, dancing.
And
Larry's chosen profession, engineering?
No, I don't understand.
What are you talking about on dates? Oh, you know, movies, music, the Third Reich. The Third Reich. Goose stepping to the oldies. Lawrence Welk. He's very popular, you know.
I don't like to hear about it.
Why, Sue, honey, I didn't know you felt that way.
That's boring.
Well, it seems you two may have some things to talk over and settle. Might well ask yourself some questions before you get too serious about marriage.
Well, look, what do you mean?
What sort of questions?
Well, questions for Cupid.
Uh-oh.
Questions for Cupid?
That's right.
You might say he should ask them before he fires those arrows. We call this Cupid's checklist.
Uh-oh.
God, Jesus.
First, do you have similar backgrounds, similar bases for you?
Well, you're both white, so that's a good start.
Boy, tell me, brother.
Your ideals and standards. Second, are you real friends? Comrades, pals, through thick and thin.
Easy with that comrade talk. It's 1950.
Yeah,
they're commie.
Nice we get on the blacklist, you tool.
Jesus Christ. Joe McCartney's ears just perked up.
Sure did.
Whoa.
And third, do you both understand marriage?
She's going to be around all the time, buddy.
Yep.
It's endless.
Never leaves.
Never
fucking
leaves.
Find in most movies or most popular songs, but the real everyday kind of marriage between real people. Do you understand it?
Well, golly, Mr. Hall, I don't know the answers to all those questions. I just know that I'm in love with Sue. Is that bad?
No, that's good.
Sure. And it's good when you recognize that you don't know the answers. It's a good sign.
I don't know. I think we're friends. And maybe we can understand marriage, but backgrounds, how do they affect getting married?
Well, is he poor? Because I got news for you. If you get married and he's poor, you're both poor. I got news for you.
And in a few years, you're out looking for money.
That's right. Selling that sweet ass downtown.
Well, come over here a minute. Uh-oh. Perhaps I can show you what I mean.
I'd like to show you on a chart. Uh-oh, here we go. Now he's going to show him.
Yeah.
I call it a marriage development board. It represents the psychological distance between a husband and a wife Jesus. From the time they are born until they die.
What does it all mean?
Well, let's set it up for you and Sue.
You're a dumb cunt.
When you are born, yeah. you inherit a great many differences from your parents.
Yes.
That's part of your background.
Oh.
That makes sense, all right.
In no, 70 years, this won't matter at all. We're going to let boys take their clothes off in front of girls. We're going to celebrate it like we're open-minded and not silly.
Grow up, you each develop separate and unique personalities. Your mental growth. Your emotional outlook. Your standards and ideals.
Ugh.
Larry, your distinctly masculine outlook on life, and Sue, your feminine way of looking at things.
Yes.
Your capacities to love and be loved. In these and many other ways, you each acquire a background.
Oh.
So that when you first met, you were probably farther apart. Probably more distinct individuals than when you were born.
But I don't want to marry a girl like me.
Yeah. Sure about that?
I don't know. I'm looking at your posture and your fucking dress. I don't think you have much of a choice there, sweet tits.
Look, lady, you're going to be flying planes around the world and marrying girls, okay?
Fucking man.
I want to marry a man like him.
I want to marry a man.
Yes. I want to marry a man, by God.
You do have money, right?
You're not broke, are you? You're not a commoner.
So even though we're close together here, we don't know how far apart we are there.
That's right.
Oh, you're fucking getting it, Larry.
There was probably an early physical reaction. A romantic attraction that pulled you together. A love appeal that hit you sort of boing.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. If this guy would come, he would change his mind in 3 seconds.
It was a boing, all right. It sure was.
Was a boing, yep. Daddy.
You would dump that load into your fucking favorite tube sock and then see how you feel.
Ah, yes. Favorite
tube sock. Did you know?
Huh?
Favorite tube sock. Good Lord.
Well, it happened to me. It happens in some degree to most couples who become happily married.
Yes.
But it takes more than this boing. Well, you see, if you're too far apart psychologically, if your backgrounds are not similar enough, it can cause a great deal of argument and unhappiness until...
It's gone.
Where'd it go?
That's what you'll be saying about...
This is so gay.
Well, he's making the point that they're going to be filing for divorce at 24 because...
That's the problem when the rubber breaks. And then
that's the real
introduce
problem.
Introduce Larry Jr. Into the mix, and now you're stuck,
now you're
kid.
Stuck. It's going to cost you a fortune, Larry.
To romantic love, if these other things cause a breakup.
No, sir. This is forever with Larry and me.
Fine.
Lady.
Hi. Fine, I hope so. But don't you think it's wise to take time to find out how much strain these differences might put on your romantic love?
But there isn't any time. Larry's going away in a couple of months.
Yes. Did you two ever see these figures on length of engagement and how it relates to chances for happiness in marriage?
Oh.
No.
Two separate studies showed the chance for happiness
improves
with a longer engagement.
Two whole studies.
Two whole studies.
For 6 months. Better for a year or 2 years.
Is that because there's a better chance to find out some of these differences and become real friends?
Yeah.
Gives you some chance to lay some more fucking pipe there, Larry.
I'm begging you to go downtown and give a girl $15 or $10 and figure this out. I'm begging you. There's 50 other ways to do this. It's just young love is all about lust that turns into a habit. Just fucking quit it.
What they
go do. Go dump a load and fucking get on with your life.
We need to rewrite this and add two more scenes at the end of this one where Larry's talking with his dad, and his dad gets in his wallet and hands him a 50 and says, Here.
Go downtown and get yourself a nice girl.
And then you got the last scene where she's talking to her mom, and all of a sudden you hear, here, here, just take this.
Dad, my balls itch. There's a lot of sores on me all of a sudden.
Take this and do this in memory of me.
Yes, the chance to find out if your relationship will wear well.
Yes, but can't we settle these differences after we're married?
No, honey.
And if you aren't successful, before you become too deeply involved, find out if the distance might turn out to be too great. Here's another angle that should interest you both. How age when married affects the chance for happiness.
15?
This guy's got a chart that says age when married and the chance for happiness increases, but the first number at the bottom of the is 15 because it was 1950. I mean, what was the age, you know, I mean what was the life expectation? 23? Boy, if you should make it to 25, you'd be ancient.
Yeah, Jesus.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
This guy's going to go on to write songs for Motley Crue.
Everybody wants to fuck the 15-year-old.
You can see that the chances are better after the man reaches 21.
Man.
And the same study showed that the woman must be 19 or 20 before the chances for happiness begin to be good.
But why? What's the difference between 19 and 21 or so?
The difference is in you the next few years. You, Larry, and you, Sue. Young people seem to change and mature in these years from 18 to...
Mature.
Yeah, they're mature.
To 21 or even later. So that a person you might marry at 18 or so will seem like quite a different person to you a few years later.
Gee, hon. Doesn't take an engineer to see that we're on the bad part of the curve of these graphs. All of them.
Yeah. I see our chances aren't so good now. What are we going to do?
Well, let's fuck it out.
You're going to jerk me off in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact, Sue.
While I daydream, you're going to clumsily fumble my cock.
We're going to drive out to the point.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to point something at you.
I'm going to point this cock.
Right in your dumb throat. Suck it, Sue, you slob. Fuck.
Oh, well, suck it, Sue.
So, yes.
Good old suck it, Sue.
Oh, I miss her.
Jesus. I thought you were going to help us get married.
I am. Well, listen. You're a dumb cunt.
I believe I can. I think you two have a lot of what it takes to build a successful marriage.
Here comes the car salesman.
Here, now. Now, here's the thing. Have you ever heard of the Eiffel Tower? Here's how it works. You get her pussy and I'll get her mouth, and we'll high five in the middle. That's called an Eiffel Tower. We're going to destroy this girl together. She'll never see it coming.
Yet, you wouldn't try to plan and build a house in 3 months, would you? Shouldn't a marriage have better planning? If you two are going to build a successful family team that will last for 40 or 50 years, how long do you think it should take to get ready for it?
All right. How do we know when we've done it?
When the two of you are ready for marriage, you'll sense a new feeling between...
How do you know when we've done it? Well, she's crying and you're exhausted. Ideally,
she's
crying. Lots of tears.
Your
yes.
disposition has improved immensely.
Your opinion on marriage is way different.
Way different.
I beg you to come. Go jerk her from the toilet. Come back to me. Tell me. You had a big decision to make and you jerk your cock and you think the same way after you come, then go do it. But I'm telling you, it's a real magic eraser. That fucking
it really
load
is
drop.
A fucking...
It is a life changer, the load drop, man. Like, I'd be sitting at home. Like, man, you're like, maybe I
have... The two of you united as a pair. Thinking as one unit, acting as one unit, in the building of a marriage and a new family.
Ugh.
Your sense of pairedness shows up in the way in which you consider what's best for the pair of you over what you want individually for yourself. Think how often you speak of things from...
This guy's a real fucking bring down, man. Logic into this. Ugh.
Right.
Gross.
My...
I gotta say, man, this is probably better advice than most people get nowadays.
Yeah, that is honestly no bullshit. That's...
Point of view instead of ours. How often you say, I want, instead of we want.
I guess it wasn't my folks that needed convincing, it's me.
Yeah, when you're both saying, we want that dick, you know.
Dude, he is a fucking granite-jawed cocksucker. Jesus Christ. He ought to be boxing. This brainless tool.
No doubt.
He fucking could get hit with a baseball bat and not... I mean, he is a fucking... Fucking Jay Leno jawed cocksucker, this guy.
It looks like Bazooka Joe.
He can wipe his ass with his chin.
Have you seen this? Huh? Have you seen that?
Have you heard about marriage? Have you seen that? Have you heard this? Have you seen that? Have you heard about
it? You thinking about getting married? Just jerk off. Change your whole mind. Have you heard about this? Have you heard about
jerking off?
Have you heard about it?
Dry jerk so you come faster. Get it over with.
Dry jerk.
Dry jerk. Dry jerk.
It's us, isn't it, Larry?
Yeah. We'll say.
Yes. Uh-oh, now there we go.
So in terms of the checklist for Cupid, Larry and Sue began to examine their readiness for marriage.
Yes.
Do we have similar backgrounds?
Well.
Do we agree on our religious beliefs?
First of all, she's a Jew.
And have the same feelings about religion in general.
Nice hat.
Do we have the same ideal?
Fucking saucy beret there, lady.
Nice hat, Jackie Kennedy. Are you going to an art school in Paris? Fucking take that dumb thing off, you fucking coos.
And standards. And tastes.
Hey, there's so-and-so. There's someone we like. Oh, hello.
Do we enjoy the same friends?
How do you do, fellow kids?
Do we share the same interests?
Oh.
So how about we meet up later tonight for a foursome?
Boy, I hate it. Hey, do you guys like swapping? You have a bowl for our keys? We'll bring some other couples over. Girlfriend swapping party. That sounds good to me. You know what a glory hole is? No. Well.
And what about Sue and me? Are we real friends?
Well.
Do we have a real happiness in being together?
Oh, you just want to come. Just you just want to come. Together. Once you come, you realize you don't need her.
Does each of us really want to make the other one happy?
Well, I hated Kylie's friends, almost without exception. Her friends sucked a lot.
Do we have a real interest in each other?
Yes.
In a sense...
I bet that was a real liberal suck and fuck, wasn't it?
Ugh.
With her friends. I just get the impression that she was probably...
I'm like, don't you have any friends who disagree with you? And she goes, no. And I go, isn't that boring as fuck to you? No. Okay, well, then I can't help you. Because you're a mess.
Pride in each other.
Hey, how are you? You going to roll some smokes up in that sleeve, Schneider?
Do we know each other's peculiarities?
Yes. You like to wear flood pants, for one.
Do we both have a spirit of give and take?
Yeah. She likes to give blowjobs. I like to take them.
I like to take them.
And come out of it with something better than before.
Yes, empty balls. Yes.
Look, if this guy had empty balls, buddy, we wouldn't even be talking.
We wouldn't be making this.
We wouldn't be
making this fucking movie. Cornette stinks. Your wedding
night.
Do
we really understand marriage? Do we understand the social aspects of marriage?
Take your dad aside and talk to him privately and ask him what it's like. Son, it's a prison. Don't do this. You don't want to do this. Put your cock in 18 different girls. Take that bad boy around the world.
Have we an understanding about money matters and how important it is to...
He makes the money. Gives you an allowance.
You know, our mortgage is $17 a month.
Can you afford that?
No.
I've got a $17 a month mortgage, a $250 car payment. I'm going broke.
Ethyl is 14 cents a gallon.
Ethyl is 14 cents.
What? That's an outrage.
That's why I wouldn't pay a dime, over a dime, for Ethyl.
Yes, well.
I have enough money to do more than just get by.
No.
Do we understand the physical aspects?
Uh-oh.
And the family side of marriage?
Yeah.
Do we know how much work there is to a marriage?
And overall, do we have a feeling of paired unity? Those questions were helping us to find out just how strong our relationship was.
We're in a tie like
and helping
a
us to strengthen it.
It's like he should be singing for Duran Duran in that tie.
We realize
her name is Rio and she dances on my car.
Seriously, though, that was a look back in their day, man, with that tucked in tie
now,
like
now
that.
I know. Yeah. Fucking
strong our relationship was.
Yes.
And helping us to strengthen it.
Uh-huh.
Shut up and dry the dishes, stupid.
So the next time we called on Mr. Hall, we realized how much he had been helping us.
Yes.
He had been talking.
Oh, they all went to talk to Mr. Hall. Then an orgy broke out. We all fucked these girls senseless.
Now had a much better idea of just how much psychological distance still separated us.
Ah.
If you want to, Sue, your mother and I...
If you want to, Sue, you can lick my ball bag.
We can swap. I'd like to fuck Larry in the ass. What? Now,
wait a minute.
She,
why does she look like she's buddy, 95?
Buddy, I mean, so this is Sue's mom and dad talking to her.
They
and
both
Sue's,
look like they belong in a
I mean,
home.
Sue's mother, ooh, I mean, she is a legitimate disaster.
She looks like the Shropshire Slasher's mom.
You need a fucking
Posey room. For your pretty. Governor?
You need a Roosevelt-era program
That's
to fix
it.
That woman.
That is Eleanor Roosevelt right there.
Yes, but where's her girlfriend munching her box?
Jesus.
We can make arrangements for you to begin school at State U this fall with Larry.
No, not State U, you say?
Well,
go team!
Do you mean it?
Freddie, the freshman, the fastest kid. No, not good old State U.
State U? Well, how can I say no to that? With Larry.
We can arrange. Listen, this marriage between you and my son, we can get you started right off at the good old fuck you.
Ah, yes.
Good old fuck you.
That takes me back.
Stop.
Instead of at the junior college.
If we want to.
Then, if you two get along,
when did they start educating women? This is 1950.
Right about 1950, actually. It was after the war.
Oh.
You know.
Well, they did build some good planes, I guess.
I suppose.
Cool, that is. If you continue to reduce the psychological distance,
I have to say,
then perhaps...
I have to say, Sue's father does look like he escaped the Soviets. Yeah. And the English by fleeing to Argentina. He is a mess, this guy. Holy shit. He pulled him out of a top bunk and arrested him somewhere. A farmhouse. Yeesh. Oof. Man.
Vacation or at Easter vacation. We'll be glad to announce the engagement.
Oh, Larry!
Yes, well...
And then we...
And then I'll fuck her brains out, her stupid brains.
And be married when Larry graduates in 2 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
2 years, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Larry's going to start drinking heavily here
Buddy,
pretty soon.
He's going to be punching before he talks to you.
He'll be finishing up that degree about a year after you guys get divorced in about 5 years.
It's going to be so great.
Oh. 1 year and 10 months and 3 days.
Yes. If the engagement period gives you two the opportunity to work things out together. If you both still want it.
All right, Dad, fucking shut your mouth. Beat it.
We get it, Mr. Spacely Sprocket. We get it. Jesus.
Mr. He looks exactly
He looks like everybody's boss.
He looks exactly like Mr. Spacely.
I don't want to hear it, McBain.
McBain. I used to see you. Here, have a salmon puff. All right.
All right. McBain!
McBain!
Fucking love us.
All right.
All right.
You're talking crazy.
Oh. We're engaged to be engaged. Mr. Hall, we both want to thank you. And say.
Yeah.
Well, zip.
Well, you're welcome. I'm going to go home to my manslave.
Now, do you think we have anything more than
boing?
Why, yes.
It's our cock joke. Wow, his
good
mom,
luck to you, son.
His mom took half an hour standing up. She's a mess. God, well, that was a dry hump of a fucking film. But you're right. It made more sense. They tell you more real shit there than they do now.
Oh, yeah. In any they really did, eventuality. Actually. Yeah.
Wow. Man, oh, man. Good stuff this week. We had fun. Glad we did this. I was trying to put it off for weeks, but I'm glad we did it in the end. Yeah. Let's say goodbye.
Goodbye, Gracie.
And I guess we'll see you next week.
Wow, that was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, that was an abomination. That was
my ass is actually sore. My ass is actually sore.